As any, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get long, I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, Jotham Down Store. This is Rum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, today is the grand opening of Pine Ridge's new museum, and a large crowd is already lined up outside the door waiting for the momentous occasion. And as we look into the little community today, we find two of the museum's officers, Abner and Cedric, inside the Jotham Down store making last-minute preparations.
Boy, there sure is a big crowd out there waiting to get in. Just look out there, Mr. Abner.
I know there, Cedric. Fact is, them young'uns in the front line there, they've been for about an hour and a half that I know of.
Well, why don't you go ahead and let them in?
Because it ain't 1 o'clock yet. That's when the grand opening of the museums is supposed to start. That's what Lum said, 1 o'clock sharp. And besides, he ain't back here yet, neither.
Well, what about his Mr. Lum at?
Oh, he was on order to cut us in the store to get some more paper cups to serve the lemonade in.
Oh, we're going to serve lemonade today?
Oh, sure, sure. Ain't nothing small time about this grand opening of ours, Cedric. Free lemonade for everybody. Balloons for the young'uns and favors for the ladies.
Ooh. Well, what have you got for boys about my size?
Well, you're part of the museum, Cedric.
Oh, you ain't going to show me off.
No, I ain't going to show you off. You're one of the high boss of it, don't you recollect?
Oh, yeah, that's right. President or something like that, I believe.
Yeah, and you get to dip out the lemonade, too.
Good for me.
I wish Mom would hurry up and get back. It's just about a couple of minutes till we got to open up them doors.
You reckon I want a sample of lemonade, Mr. Abner?
It's done being sampled, Cedric. I done that myself. And the other thing, I don't want you calling me Abner no more, neither.
Well, that's your name, man.
Well, in a way it is, but see, I'm a king now, Cedric, and folks don't go around calling kings Abner.
King?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure enough for king?
I am a genuine 14-carat king.
Well, I never knowed that before.
Well, be honest, I never knowed it myself till yesterday when we got that last batch of buried treasure from over in Tennessee.
Well, did it say in there that you was a king?
Well, it never just come right out flat-footed and said that, but see, if there was a picture of me in there. I don't know how my picture could have got into a suitcase full of old treasure that way, unless I was a king.
Yeah, that sure proves it, isn't it?
Oh, sure, I'm here.
Well, what are you king of, anyway?
Why? Well, I don't know, to be honest. Maybe Tennessee, more likely, is what I am.
Tennessee, king of Tennessee, huh?
Yeah, I might have done some kinging over a long time ago and just plumb forgot all about it. You know how things like it can slip your mind.
Yes, Mama, I done something once and forgot all about it.
Well,
you can think now what it was.
His Royal Highness A. Peabody, head king of Tennessee. Hot doggy, that sounds good, don't it?
Yes, well, it sure does. Do I have to call you all that every time I want to talk to you?
Well, no, Cedric. Long as you're an old friend, one of my favorite pheasants, why, you can chop that down a little. Just call me My Majesty or My Highness or something like that.
Yes, well, Mr. Highness.
Well, that don't sound quite right, Cedric. Better make that My Highness.
Yes, well, Mr. My Highness.
That's better. That's better.
Well, what about your crown at, Mr. Ab? I mean, my Mr. Highness. Ain't you supposed to wear one of them?
Well, yes, I am, Cedric, but that law won't let me. I fixed up a little old crown out of cardboard here, but Lon made me take it off.
Well, he can't boss you around, or can he?
I know he can't. I think he's just jealous, that's the whole thing.
Jealous, huh?
Yeah, he always wants to be the head of everything. You know how he is.
Well, of course, he ain't a king, too, but...
It just hates to see me get ahead of him. So that I'll show him. I ain't gonna even find him a vice king. Not even a vice duke. Might just let him be a little old... Junior Prince of some kind, I don't know.
Hey, Mr. King, it's 1 o'clock.
Huh?
1 o'clock, better open up the doors.
I don't get it, ain't it? Well, Lom ain't back yet, though, Cedric.
Yeah, but all them people are expecting to get in right at 1 o'clock. Liable to break down the door if you don't let them in.
Well, I don't reckon we need Lom hitting the door no way. After all, I'm a king. I ought to have some say-so about how things go around here.
Well, that's right, ain't it?
Yeah, you get over by the lemonade bucket there and get ready to start using that dipper, Cedric, and out the door and start hauling in the money. Wait a minute, Cedric. You ain't got a ribbon on.
A ribbon?
Yeah.
All my hair looks all right the way it is.
I don't mean a hair ribbon, Cedric.
Well, what kind then?
Why,
Like you win at the county fair? Place it something good for me. What was it? What did it win? What did it win?
You never win nothing.
I bet I got a blue ribbon coming.
No, what I mean is just a little ribbon to wear on your coat so that folks can tell you're a museum officer, not one of the customers. See, like this I'm wearing here.
Oh, I wondered what that was.
Here's one for you right here. Now, pin that on your coat there.
That's fine. Have to wear this one to eliminate everybody, huh?
Yeah, that's it, Cedric. Get set for the grand opening. There goes. I'm going to unlock the door. Oh, because I still wish I could have wore a crown or
something. Abner, get away from that door, Abner. Don't unlock that.
Huh?
Don't turn that key, Abner. I've got something to show you.
For the land's sakes, where'd you come from, Lord?
I come in the back way, natural.
Oh.
Couldn't get through that mob out there in front. Now, get away from that door.
Well, it's 1 o'clock, Lum. That's when we told everybody the doors are open.
I don't care what we told them. Nobody's coming in here.
Well, Lum, how can the folks see the antiques if they don't come inside? They ain't going to pay 15 cents to stand there and peek through the windows.
Well, if you'll just calm down for a second, I'll explain the whole thing to you.
I still don't see why we went to all the trouble to put all this junk on display. We ain't going to let nobody look at it.
Well, in the first place, all that junk belongs to your papa.
I don't... To Papa.
Yes, sir. See this card here?
Is Papa a king, too? I know this king must run in our family. That's funny. Papa never mentioned that before.
Listen, Abner, let me finish what I was saying. This postcard just come in the mail this morning. It's from your papa.
Old King Peabody.
And he says he's coming to visit you for a spell.
Well, good for him. More likely wants to sit down and discuss the king business with me.
No, right? He ain't doing no such a thing.
Wish he could have got here for another museum today.
We ain't got no museum. Can't you understand that?
Not no museum? Well, just a minute. What do you call all these antiques we got stowed around the store here, Long? All this buried treasure stuff here.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, that ain't no buried treasure.
All this stuff around the store here?
It's just your papa's belongings. He's been sending them on ahead. Here, read the card for yourself.
Yeah, let me see that thing. You're talking here. You got me all mixed up.
You want me to eliminate you, Mr. Long?
No, Cedric, I ain't thirsty.
Well, it's free. You don't call something. Got favors for the ladies, too.
Hi, doggies. You know what, Long? Papa's coming to visit me.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
He says here he wants me to take care of his belongings when they get here. I reckon I better call up Dick Huddleston and see if any of his stuff has got in yet.
Well, it's done got here. There it is, right there. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's on display.
What? You mean that stuff there that was dug up by that fella in Tennessee?
No, it wasn't. We just thought it was.
Huh?
We seen the boxes was coming from Tennessee and just jumped at a conclusion.
We did.
We never stopped to think that might be from your papa over there in Tennessee.
Lump, you mean that all the time we thought we'd get buried treasure?
That's
once?
Exactly what I mean.
Oh.
That's how come that picture of you was in there.
Well, I do know. I'll be a polka-dotted possum. I thought some of that stuff in there looked kind of familiar to me. You recollect one day, Lom, I said that sword in one of them boxes looked just exactly like one that Papa used to have.
Yeah, and that'll get us to stop and think right then.
Why, sure.
But no, you insisted on thinking it was buried treasure and start up this dadgum museum.
Me? Why, I was again the idea all along, Lom. You was
all
right.
Well, ain't no time to discuss that now. We got to figure out what to do with all them folks lined up out there in front there.
No, doggies, that's right. Well, what are we going to do about them?
A balloon, Mr. Lom?
No, Cedric.
Lemonade, Mr. My Highness.
Cedric, don't call me that no more.
I reckon we ought to just go out there and tell them to go on home, because there ain't no museum after all, but I just hate to do it.
Oh, some of us been standing there for hours long waiting to get inside to look at the antiques.
Oh, yeah, it'd be the worst one disappointment they ever went through.
Yeah.
Some of them might not never get over it, I don't know.
Well, you just can't let them stand out there so long.
No, we can't, I know.
Well, why don't we let them in anyway, Lum? They'll never know the difference.
No, that'd be unhonest, Abner.
Why don't we just come right out flat-footed and tell them that it's Papa's stuff? That'd be legal, wouldn't it?
Well, nobody's going to pay good to come in here just to look at your Papa's old clothes and cooking pans and junk.
No, I reckon not.
What they got their head set on is seeing antiques.
Yeah, some of Papa's things are pretty old, Lum.
Yeah, but it just wouldn't be honest, Abner. Looks like the only thing to do is just go out there and tell them the truth. I just hope we don't get lawsuits, though. That's what I hope.
Lawsuits? Can they lawsuit her?
Well, sure. We advertised a museum in black and ink, and now we ain't got one. That's false, Miss on representation and habeas corpus, too, I think.
Oh, my goodness alive. Huh.
Yeah, the minute we step out there and tell them, why, me and you are just as good as in the penitentiary.
Now, don't say that, Lama.
If they don't law sue us, they'll more than likely want our tar and feathers and run us clean out of town.
Oh, my.
Folks don't take a big disappointment like this of raising a big ruckus of some kind.
I just hope nobody out there ain't toting far arms.
Yeah, me too. Well, come on. Might as well go out and face it.
Yeah.
Come on, Cedric. You better come along with us.
Want me to bring the lemonade?
No, leave that stuff here.
Hey, Teller!
Well, Grandpap, what are you doing sneaking in the back way?
Well, come in to find out when you're going to open up them pigeon-toed doors.
Oh, that. Well,
everybody's getting powerful restless and fidgety out there.
Oh.
When are the flat-footed doors going to open?
Well, they ain't going to, Grandpap, because with this cupboard, we ain't got no museum stuff for them to look at.
Well, who cares about that? You don't think them folks are lined up to look at them old idiotic entity, do you?
Huh?
All they've come for is the free lemonade and the balloons.
I know his Grandpap, is that the truth?
Why, sure, I hate to insult you fellas right to your face, but that's a fact.
Well...
Insult? My goodness, that's the happiest words I've ever heard spoke.
Abner, open up them doors. Cedric, get to pouring out the lemonade. The celebrate's on.